Man, people crazy at these streets, bro. I've been grinding since I was like 15 with this music, bro. I've learned that I can't please everybody. And there's been a lot of love, but there's also been misunderstanding, hate, and this box they put me in. And it makes them uncomfortable if I'm not in it.
DJ KJ.
And I ain't in it.
What's up? Welcome back to I Went Out. I'm Annie.
I'm Nick.
And today is Friday. We're doing something quite different today. As you can already tell, the audio is probably a lot different. We're doing what Ariel, who is with us, and also Robin is with us, is calling an ice cream crawl. We've already technically been to two ice cream places, and we're sitting in front of the next ice cream place that we, our last ice cream place. So, Nick, you want to talk about the first two places we went to?
Yeah, so the first place we went to, Jenny's, was amazing. You guys will hear a little bit about Jenny's here in a few minutes and our feedback for that. And then we went to, what was the other place called?
Dulce Gelato.
Dulce Gelato.
Both in Alexandria.
Both in Alexandria, Virginia. So they were both delicious, and now we're at Landon's. Yeah. And La Plata, Maryland, which is amazing. And if you're a listener, all three of these places are within like a 30-minute drive of you, more than likely. Mm-hmm. So we recommend all three of them.
Yeah.
We all three get our votes.
100%. All right, guys. After this quick break, you're going to hear us break down the two ice cream places in Alexandria. If you hear any kind of like weird noises, we're like in the car. It's raining pretty heavily. So, yeah, we'll be right back.
Whoa, there's power in words on speaking. Okay. And I might not do it your way. It's okay, you just wasting your breath for no reason. Whoa. Oh, you mad man, huh? No box like to live in my freedom. I do. Plus I'm on a mission, might look a bit different, but know that the goal is so Jesus.
It's really way outside. Yeah. Best for me to stay in my lane. I'm trying to say souls, get some of my
chain. What did you get from Dulce,
Ariel? I got the vanilla bean. And so far, I haven't, like, really got into it yet, but just from tasting what was on my spoon, it was very rich.
Yeah.
And I could really taste the bean, but that's just from the spoon, so let's see what happens when I eat it.
You can taste the bean?
Yeah, like, the flavor. So, like, some places, they have, like, this artificial flavor of vanilla bean, kind of like the imitation that you get from the store.
I know what you're talking about.
But no, like, when you use a real bean, it has such a strong flavor. That's one of the reasons why a lot of times when chefs use a vanilla imitation, sometimes they use it with like Lipton caffeine tea, because it makes the taste stronger. This place really tastes like they use the bean straight from the plant. So
yeah,
I'm excited about what the rest of my ice cream gonna taste like.
Probably that.
And it's sweet. It's like light. It's not heavy. Yeah. I like this one.
Yeah, Dulce is my favorite spot over there. There's like four or five different ice cream places off of King Street. Mm. That to me is like the best. What did you get, Robin?
I got the peanut butter crunch. Mm-hmm. It's peanut butter ice cream for gelato with chocolate shavings in it. Okay. It's delicious.
Yeah.
It's the peanut butter, the ice cream part tastes kind of like a peanut butter fudge.
Okay.
But the peanut butter flavor is not too overpowering. Nice. It's just like a light peanut butter flavor. And I love the texture of gelato.
How does it compare to the other like peanut butter ice creams you've had? Because I know you had one before that had like shaved ice cream in it, right?
I mean, I get peanut butter.
All the
I love
time?
Peanut butter. I think it's lighter.
Okay.
The flavor tastes lighter, which I like, because it's not overpowering the chocolate flavor.
Nice.
I just like the texture of the gelato. Some gelato places you go to,
yeah,
you get like frozen chunks in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't have that at all.
I was doing, like when I was eating it, I was kind of like biting it a little bit to see if I would get the ice crystals, and I don't taste any, which is really good.
It's really weird with that place. For some reason, I don't get like a heavy dairy feeling,
yeah,
with it, which I like. Did I get that at so many other ice cream places?
I've never felt that before.
You haven't? No. I think I notice it because as a singer, like, you can feel when your throat is kind of mucousy.
Yeah, oh, the tarfy, the singers like slide into notes.
Yeah. All right, so how does it compare to Jenny's? I know you guys got different flavors there. I guess let's start off with what you got from Jenny's first, Ariel.
So I got the darkest chocolate from Jenny's. And that was really rich and indulgent. Which is completely opposite from the vanilla bean that I just got from Dolce. And the vanilla bean, like I said before, it's like really strong, but the taste is light. And I don't know, I personally, between the two, I like both of them. I like both of them just as much. But I'm a really big chocolate fan, so I'd have to give the flavor of the darkest chocolate to Jenny, but the like texture and I don't know, basically the texture and to what's that place called? Dolce?
No, Dolce.
Dolce.
Yeah.
I really like their texture. I like the airiness. I like, you know, the less dairy feel, but the flavor. I mean, I'm a chocolate girl, so that goes to Jenny. We splitting it today.
I feel you. Yeah, those are the two I definitely frequent the most. All right, Robin, what did you get from Jenny's?
I got gooey butter cake. And I was really excited because it's gluten-free.
Yeah.
And it has cake in it. So I loved that. It tasted delicious. It was good. The cake flavor was really good.
Mm-hmm.
The ice cream is all right.
Okay.
I'm big on creamy,
yeah.
Creamy ice cream. It wasn't as creamy. It was more... Like it melted quickly because it's that good homemade, but it wasn't as creamy as I usually like. Landon's is so great.
Yeah.
But the flavor, I was excited about the variety that they had,
mm-hmm.
and then they had a whole lot of vegan, gluten free, and dairy free options, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
And I was excited because I could have something with cake in it, and not get sick from it. So that was cool.
All right, Nick, what did you get from Jenny's?
Got the coffee with cream and sugar.
Ooh.
And it was delicious.
That was delicious.
And I'm not going to describe it as well as Ariel Robin.
they crushed the way. I don't even know how they did it.
Y'all gave a butt ton of details. Mine was delicious. It's hands down probably my favorite coffee ice cream I've had.
I can describe it because I tasted it.
Okay.
So it wasn't like a really strong coffee flavor. It was coffee with cream and sugar, so it's like a really, like, maybe a medium blend coffee. You put a lot of cream and sugar in the morning, that kind of thing. That, but in an ice cream.
Okay.
It actually had little flecks of coffee in it, too.
Really?
So.
Yeah, like coffee grounds.
Delicious.
Like coffee beans, yeah.
It was really good. And I didn't mind, I liked the consistency of the coffee ice cream. It wasn't as creamy, but for some reason I like my coffee ice cream a little more icier.
Yeah.
So I think the coffee was definitely... What about your review?
All right, so I didn't get anything from Dolce, but what I normally get from there is the stracciatella, which is like vanilla ice cream with shaved chocolate in it. But like Ariel, I got the darkest chocolate from Jenny's because they didn't have the Savannah butter mint ice cream that I normally get.
That's good. What's in that?
It's like it's like a white chocolate shaved into kind of like a mint flavored ice cream.
That sounds good.
Yeah. It's really good. I love getting that from there. But yeah, so I got the darkest chocolate. Rewind, listen to Ariel's description of that to get a good feeling of what that is. All right, so we're sitting outside of our third and final ice cream spot. Landon's Ices and Creams, which is actually black owned. Nick, you want to talk about what you got?
Yeah, so I got the I guess it's their flavor of the month, I'm assuming. It's called Mango Dragon Fruit Ice. And the ice is dragon fruit flavor, which I don't even know what dragon fruit is, but it's amazing. But then it has like frozen fresh mango chunks in it, and it is literally the most refreshing ice I think I've ever had. And it's like the perfect summertime treat that you can get. Like we were here on Sunday night, I think it was Sunday night, and it was like super hot. We drove out here, I got this, and man, let me tell you, it just hit a different way when it was 100 degrees outside.
Yeah,
I bet. It's a little differently tonight that it's pouring down rain and thundering everywhere, but it's still amazing.
Yeah, still good.
Yeah, it's good. And it's light. I love frozen ice. That's just one of my favorite things. Like, I honestly think I love ice cream,
mm-hmm.
but I would definitely eat frozen ice over ice cream, probably, especially in the summer. It's just, it doesn't, it's not as heavy, it's lighter, it sits well. So yeah, that's my review of what I got.
Yeah, their ice is like, it's different.
Yeah,
it's a different taste. And I got the raspberry lemonade one, which is really, really good. All right, so Ariel's with us. She just got something from Landon's. What did you get, Ariel? That's Robin playing something.
I got the red velvet cake batter from Landon's, and I thought it was pretty good. I really like the fact that it's like super creamy, and the flavor is emergency. The flavor is like really good. I think it would have been better if they had like red velvet cake pieces in it, but it's cool, you know. It was of course a mix of red velvet and cake batter, so yeah, it was really decadent.
Yeah,
it was indulgent, creepy,
all the above.
Yeah.
All right, Robin, what do you think of Landon's?
I didn't get anything because I got really full really fast on this ice cream crawl.
Yeah.
So despite how much I love ice cream, I can only eat so much. Unfortunately, there's a limit, which I wasn't sure if I had one until today.
Yeah.
So now I know for sure there is a limit to my ice cream stomach. I always say I have a regular stomach and ice cream stomach because I'm never full with ice cream. But my ice cream stomach's very full tonight. But I have had Landon's before. And it's my favorite. It's so good. I mean, it's got that really, you can tell it's homemade and it's fresh. I think they make new batches here.
Yeah.
And, they serve it until they sell out and then they make new ones in the morning. So it's so fresh and so creamy. It's like the creamiest ice cream we've ever had. Yeah. They have a flavor called Charles Street Crunch. I think it's a toffee base with chocolate and toffee pieces in it. Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
That sounds so good.
Everyone needs to try it. It's like the best. And I have had their, what is it, Snickers cream cheese. Yeah. That was really good, too. Landon's is top on my list.
Yeah, it's really good.
And their customer service is great,
which is always a plus.
And did we mention it's Black-owned?
I did not know that.
Yeah, which is super, super cool, especially in this area, which I can just, like, think that there's not a lot of Black-owned places out here. Yeah, so Landon's ices and creams, definitely try that out. The other two places we went to, Dolce Gelato, I believe is how you pronounce it, and Alexandria and Jenny's Ice Cream. All right, guys, don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. Leave a rating and or review. It's helpful for us, but it's also helpful for you so that you don't miss any content when it drops. All right, talk to you guys on Monday.
See ya.
Peace.